Free Jazz Festival, a great evening of music, and we're kicking it off with the Brunswick Junior High School Jazz Band under the direction of Heidi Anderson. They're going to be playing Red's Good Groove, Walnut Creek, and Soul Sauce. Please welcome Brunswick Junior High School Jazz Band.
Hi Brunswick, this is Craig Skeffington. I'm the band director at South Portland High School in Maine. We're here at the District 3 Jazz Festival. Looking forward to hearing you. Yeah, I like the bounce in the eighth notes. Good job with the drummer catching those syncopated figures. I like the fact that you're able to hold this thing back and two and three and four and one, yeah. Good job. You got a full chorus. That was good. Yeah. Try to stay within sort of the prescribed solo language. Okay. There's a line created there. That was good. Yeah. Fa, 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 do, da. We got to smooth out the articulation. It's just a little bit, Saxes. I think at this point I would lay off the snare drum considerably. Just left hand lead. There's an awful lot of sort of march technique going on there. Yeah. So I'll work backwards. So drums at the end, you got off the snare in your last fill you know, to that release, you know, involved the rest of the kit, which was nice. It varied the sound a little bit. So I really appreciated the fact that we didn't rush once. We were generally, you know, of the same agreement about how we were going to play everything. It's really good training on your part. So, a couple things. When the piano introduction was going on, I think maybe like a gentle close of the hi-hat rather than a stick on it. And then here, the heavy backbeat on 2 and 4 is way too much. I think maybe a turn the stick over and use the butt end as a rim click. Yeah, so we got to find the center of those pitches, trombones, and just blow right through that phrase. Yeah, so and as I look across, we got some trombone players playing down at the ground or into the stand, and then some are not. You would be amazed at the effect that has on your sound. There's a nice balance and blend there, trumpets. Not overplaying. Good for you. So I won't harp on it because I've already mentioned it, but that's still chuck, doom, 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 chuck. So we got to try and do something with that to differentiate the groove a little bit. Okay, so just as I was talking, right at the end there, the high point of that trumpet phrase got a little bit squirrely. Be careful. Yeah, this is your moment, saxophones. Go ahead and step up. This is you got the melodic line. Yeah, and we can maybe, even if it doesn't call for it, bum, 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 bum. We can be a little bit more rhythmically active in the bass part. There we go, and let's not be convinced that we're wrong, right? Fa, va, do, va, dum, come in strong. I will say this, though. So the band is really big, right? There's 8 saxes. I think I count 5 trombones. There's a mountain of trumpet players back there. I think I see 9. So from a wind perspective, there's a lot of horn players here. Your restraint in not overplaying is really nice. I do appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. So that's the same thing. And again, there's so many different facets to a big band that I even feel bad mentioning. But the snare and that fill at the end is it was kind of not in keeping with the style of tune. So, and if you're playing a rock tune, if you're playing a Latin tune or a ballad, I mean, there's all sorts of different styles of tunes. You have to make sure what you're doing keeps in sort of what the mind of the composer and the style of the piece is. Just sort of assessing what I'm hearing. So it's a nice balance and blend. So, but I think if you step back and hear it, the clave thing, it is like significantly too loud for the level of sound that the horns are putting out. Okay, so I'm wondering, is this chart going somewhere? And I say that only because we've been kind of parked in that same dynamic for a while. So I wonder if, you know, maybe softening part of it so that we can kind of increase volume as we head towards a direction. Okay, like there. There you go. Okay, so it meandered a little bit in that we kind of played the same dynamic for a while. we eventually, like towards the end, you caught my attention. So I think maybe when we meet in the clinic room, we'll discuss, you know, different ways to interpret the chart, maybe not exactly just what the chart says. I enjoyed the precision, and I thought you guys brought a lot to the table there. So I enjoyed the chance to hear you and make some comments. So we'll speak during the critique, and thank you so much.